1933 brings us onwards in Fidown Union, but over the river in County Waterford to Port Law. Port Law is a very unusual town in this diocese. Perhaps it would be planned more on the lines of the kind of town you might see more frequently in the northern part of the country. But unusually here, it is a planned industrial town. Port Law was once the home of a major cotton mill that employed much of the town's population, including many of the church families. The mill was built and owned by a Quaker family called the Malcolmsons, and their ideals left a great legacy on the town, with industrial-style houses built as part of the planned town and still forming very much the streetscape today. So we give thanks, as we've also done in places like Castle Comer, for that particular industrial heritage. And we pray for those who, to this day, continue to be involved in manufacturing among us, in the production of and design with fabric and textiles. In 1933, interesting events took place regarding an essential part of the national identity, namely the national anthem. On October the 20th, the government purchased the copyright of the Soldier Song by Paddy Carney. This had been written in English in 1909 and had become popular with the rebels and was famously sung in the GPO during Easter week. In the early years of the Free State, no anthem had actually been defined, but the popularity of the Soldier's Song was increased when it was translated into Irish in 1923. The pressure to identify an official anthem was increased by several factors, not least the fact that some still looked for excuses and opportunities to sing God Save the King. I've talked about that before. It remained a feature of graduations at Trinity College Dublin for quite a number of years during the early life of the Free State, while, of course, a connection with the Crown officially remained. Furthermore, another reason to favour the Soldier's Song was that during the Civil War, the Soldier's Song was felt to emphasise external rather than internal foes. Its official acceptance came in 1926, but as I've mentioned, the copyright wasn't acquired until 1933, and the matter remains an interesting one now that the material is public domain again. One often wonders, would the Soldier's Song really be, with all its emphasis on violence and guns, an acceptable and uniting anthem for a new Ireland? Like hymns, it's often more about the tune than about the words, but we've mentioned before the issues when we were talking about the foundation of the IRFU, about what musical uniting melody could suitably be sung at international matches involving the cross-border Irish rugby team, and we know about the emergence in parallel of Ireland's call. Anyway, I have a quirk about the Soldier's Song, the national anthem. When it is sung, I always sing it in English. It was written in that language. I learnt it thus in primary school. It rhymes. Thus they sang it in the post office. And much as I try to love and use Irish as best I can, the Irish version of the Soldier's Song is for me something of an also-ran. In Éireann's cause come woe or weal, mid cannons roar and rifles peal, we'll chant a Soldier's Song.